Now, our quaint suburb of trendy cafes and boutique shopping in Sydney, in Sydney's beautiful Paddington, you know, we have Darlinghurst, we have King's Cross, they're all, well, unique. But do you know that it has a strange and sinister history? Just half a century ago, Paddington was a world of crime, murder mysteries, misfits, riots, and revenge. Delving in these forgotten lives of Paddington, the group Journey Walks have curated an immersive walking tour experience. To tell us more, we have Max from Journey Walks with us. Hi, Max. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Now, why did Paddington have so much crime and sinister going on during this time in the 1890s to 1960s?
That's a great question. A lot of it had to do with an unfortunate series of events which really hit Sydney at that time, starting with a big depression in the 1890s, and then in the early 1900s, the Black Plague. And suburbs like Paddington that were chock-a-block full with terrace housing and had really left no space for public parks started to be overcramped, full of rats. And Paddington wasn't unique to this. Darlinghurst and Surry Hills will be the same. But essentially, the people that built houses and lived there in the decades before that time, they suddenly wanted to move out to greener pastures. And so Paddington started to turn into a slum. And from that point onwards, the crime rate went right up and it got very dirty, messy and full of strange robberies, murders and everything else you can imagine.
Wow, I didn't realise that the Black Plague was here in Sydney. I thought that was just elsewhere.
Yeah, well, it's moved around, that plague. Yeah. Anywhere there's rats and ships going there. So obviously the big period for it is in the 14th century in Europe, but it lingered around and it came to Sydney. In the year 1900, we had the very first case in the Rocks, and it was a dock worker who basically got bitten by a rat, and it was carrying the bubonic plague. Before he knew it, he had black festering welts under his arm and was taken to the Manly quarantine station. He survived, but another victim had caught it just a week or so after, and that was our first death from the plague in the year 1900. So it spread from the Rocks to a few poor suburbs, but was terrible at the time because, you know, turn of the century and all of a sudden we got this old medieval curse coming to Sydney.
Wow. You learn something new every day, that's for sure. Now, you've got stories like the House of Death, you know, you've just mentioned the squealing rats, rolling tins, the kid bandit robs again. Do you have one story in particular that of the tour that sticks out for you or that gets everybody so engrossed in it?
Sure. There's a story that I dug up from the very last years of the 19th century, and I think it's relatable to today because it's basically a dating scam that ends in murder. And, you know, we have documentaries like the Tinder Swindler and people getting fooled online and catfished. But this is a 19th century version of it where essentially a lady...
Nothing's changed.
It just repeats itself in different ways. So, you know, you might have Tinder on your phone today, but they had the matrimonial section of the newspapers where people could post ads. And a lady was posting ads looking for a husband. I won't give too much away because I'd love you to come on the tour. But let's just say she duped the wrong bloke and it will end up in a very notorious scandal, which included murder or a big trial and exposing her scam, which she'd been doing for quite some time. So that story, I feel, is relevant today, but happened in the very same terrace houses we've still got in Paddington, but with a very different age in mind, the late 19th century.
Yeah, and it happened quite often the other way around as well.
It sure did. Yeah. So I suppose that case was unique in the sense that she was a lady scammer, a fraud. And there's plenty of other blokes who are doing similar things. There's one guy who was a really charming, good-looking guy, but he was also a notorious cat burglar in Paddington. And
I love that expression.
He was known as the Night Flash because he would sneak into people's houses when they were asleep, usually crawling over the railings and terrace house balconies. And
I thought you were going to say over the beds.
Well, almost. He would go into the rooms where they were sleeping and you would wake up and just see a flash of light and maybe you thought you were dreaming. In the morning, you'd been robbed of your jewellery and personal bits and pieces in the room. And what you had seen was him flashing a torch in your room over your bed, and then he would know where your valuables were and he'd steal them. So he's very daring, and he gained the name the Night Flash before he was caught. But he had a way of getting away with it because he would sort of shack up with ladies in the area, and he wouldn't tell them, you know, his career. He was very friendly, and they sort of gave him a room, and he had various girlfriends, and then at night he'd sneak out and had this other life as a cat burglar.
Well, you know, it's something that you wouldn't really tell. You say, "What's your career?" "Oh, I'm a cat burglar." It's not something that would you'd get too many friends with.
No, you wouldn't put it on your resume. But he was proud of it when he got caught in jail and received fan mail because they published his photo in the newspaper, and he looked a bit like James Dean. And the word cat burglar was relatively new, and it had sort of a, I suppose, a sexy connotation to it. So he was quite popular, and he got fan mail. And I believe when he got out after a few years, he moved straight back in with a girl who'd been sending him letters in jail, and picked up his career again in Paddington.
God, some people never learn.
No, the recidivist.
That's right. Now, you have other tours, like the Haunted History with Whiskey at the Doss House. What kind of experience is that?
Yeah, I've been working with the Doss House for quite a few years, and if you don't know that venue, it's one of a kind. It's in a cellar that was basically dug into the sandstone of the rocks in the 1840s, and the cellar itself went on to be an underground Doss House, so somewhere where sailors would flop on straw and sleep the night off, usually avoiding accommodation fees and just buying some sly grog.
That. Talking about that earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Where to sleep if you didn't want to pay for a
well,
hotel
okay.
bed.
Yeah, well, I mean, still places in Sydney you can do that. Back then, the sort of cellars and bunkers of the rocks were somewhere you could be dragged down to after you'd had a big night drinking, and they usually sold their own grog, and they sold opium, and there was gambling and brothels. So the venue itself, if the walls could speak, then there's amazing stuff down there. But they also are a great whiskey bar now. We've been collaborating with them to bring to life crime stories and local history of the rocks, particularly ones that are pretty spooky, ending up with strange murders and disappearances and pretty gruesome stuff in the early colonial days, especially around the convict era, and matching that with fine whiskies in a kind of candlelit cellar. So it's a nice bespoke event underground.
Wow, sounds fun. And is there a lot of walking in these tours?
That one is just sitting down and joining whiskey. That's right. So that one's for people who don't like much walking. Our tours in Paddington cover quite a bit of ground, but we've had people of all ages and mobilities on them because we try and avoid stairs wherever possible and basically follow laneways and take lots of stopping rests along the way to flesh out stories. So we cover, let's say, 3 kilometres perhaps, but a lot of that is finding the back lanes and really focusing on certain spots and houses. So they're pretty easy going. I probably could do a lot more walking in Paddington because there's a lot there. So this is just one route we've put together, and we often change it according to what the theme of the tour might be on an occasion.
Wow. Look, they sound very, very interesting. Do you have a particular Halloween theme coming up for this next week?
Yes. Well, over the next week, we have some Halloween-themed events that have been a little bit delayed because places have had all sorts of private parties for Halloween. So if you can have Halloween in November, then we are doing,
can.
You still can. We're doing a fantastic event at the Paddo Inn. It'll be a wine and crime night. I'll be talking about sinister stories there across Sydney, focusing on real true crime stories that really shock Sydney, particularly in the 19th century, such as the bigamous butcher of Sussex Street, The homicidal. The yeah, well, you got to give him a Halloweeny type, you know. the homicidal housewife of Botany Bay and other characters that usually ended up at Darlinghurst Prison at the end of a noose. So they're long enough in the past that we can see them as, you know, strange, bizarre and deadly, but they're not too close to home, so we can enjoy them over a wine. So that's at the Paddo Inn. And that'll be taking place on Monday the 24th of November in the evening. And our walking tours in Paddington are basically every Sunday, first Sunday of the month, every first Sunday of the month in November, December, missing January, but then February, March, April and May. So they can all be booked online through our website, Journey Walks, or through the Paddo Collective that we're collaborating with on these particular tours. And they bring to life crime history all year round, so you don't just need Halloween.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Max.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. That was Max from Journey Walks, and they are a great group of enthusiastic historians, storytellers and professional tour guides who unveil the secret stories of Sydney streets. If you are interested in history or a little scare, make sure to check out their website and the 2SER website for tickets and more details.